From the depths of the earth emerges a piece of the sky. But this transformation from dust to glory has a story of its own. It all started from a bumpy dirt road that led to a secluded village, ventured upon a little grove, and finally ended at the foot of a mountain that holds one of the most unique turquoise mines in the world. It was at the end of the first bend of the mine's first tunnel that I saw Mr. Haydari. He later told me how he was sending a huge container 80 meters down a pit to collect waste rock for disposal. Mr. Haydari is a deputy director of the Turquoise Mine Company in the northeastern Iranian city of Neishabur. He said the company rarely allows tourists or students to step any further into the mine from where we were standing, but he finally agreed to guide us through the tunnels.
ما میگیم فیروزه جوری یعنی فیروزه رو جمع میکنن بعد خاک باطلش رو توسط کارگر آقا اینا میدن بودن.
Mr. Haydari told us how workers use special stairways and ladders to get down the pits and how they carry rocks out of the mine with the help of carts.
اینجا گمانه‌زنی کردن اینجا معروف به میل رکنیه
At last, it was time to see the real work at the very heart of the mine.
دیشب اینجا آتش‌باری شدم. بعد الان کارگرا مشغول فیروزه‌جوری هستن.
The turquoise runs through the stones like narrow veins. Sometimes it's scattered about like small pebbles.
و به غیر از کارگرای بومی معدن فیروزه از هیچ جای دنیا نمیتونن اینجا کار کنن اومدن نتونستن رفتن
They call the white blotches raw turquoise always a small distance away from the rich blue hue of the fully developed stone Then it was time to say goodbye and follow the turquoise to a nearby village where the process of cutting took place One person is in charge of cutting the turquoise into smaller pieces, and the other makes finer cuts that result in the many shapes and sizes of turquoise that adorn Neishabur's famous turquoise jewelry shops. In one of these shops, I found Mr. Hosseini, one of Neishabur's leading turquoise carvers, who had his own unique collection of stones on display.
و قلوهی تقسیم میشه نوع لایه‌ایش بعد از اینکه استخراج شده از معدن برای تراش احتیاج به برش داره ولی نوع قلوهی اون که سنگ‌های ریستری هستن اینا احتیاج به برش نداره و مستقیما تراش می‌خوره و به شکل‌های مختلف و دلخواه خودش به این صورت بیزی، اشکی و یا چارگوشت تبدیل میشه
Mr. Hosseini told me the color of turquoise stones can vary from dark to light blue and from dark to bright green, depending on their mineral makeup and place of origin. Pure pieces of turquoise with a rich blue hue are among the most expensive. This small piece alone was worth nearly $1,700. A lot of people believe turquoise has certain majestic qualities, including the power to transmit a feeling of peace and tranquility to its owner. Some even say turquoise is a sacred stone, formed when people's tears of joy mix with rain and seep into the ground. From the depths of the earth emerges a piece of the sky that people have adored for thousands of years and still treasure as a symbol of beauty. Homa Lezgi, reporting for Iran.
We all hope that you enjoyed this week's show as we enjoyed preparing it for you. Be sure you join us again next week as we all have plenty more about Iran to tell you about. And don't forget, if there's anything in particular about Iran that you would like to know, just email us at iran@presstv.ir. Thanks.